It's time now for KJN Torpy Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
A little chillier than I was yesterday at this time.
Yeah, it's a little chilly because it's a little breezy.
Yeah, take the comb, brush, or you know, whatever it takes, the skull cap, whatever you need to keep your hair in place today with you. It's a little windy outside today. It's actually a lot windy outside today. Batten down the hatches. And it's made it chilly outside this morning, too. A little chillier than I thought it was going to be. It's definitely jacket weather out there this morning. Kendall Warren in with us this morning. He's got his hat on. Keep that hair in place, right?
What hair?
Now, I didn't go there. I wasn't going to say that. I just want you to know. How are you this morning?
Very good, Jim.
Tell us about W&S.
Got to use Maytag Drying Center, like new. Two front-load washers with matching dryers. Good condition. One used automatic washer. Several used gas and electric clothes dryers. Used two-door refrigerator with top freezer. Have two of those to select from. Three used two-door refrigerators with bottom freezers. Three used side-by-sides, two of them near new. Got in a 25-cubic-foot upright freezer in like-new condition. And a used portable 24-inch washer with portable 115-volt dryer. Be great for apartment usage. Lots of new gas and electric water heaters we deliver and install. Haul the old heater away and, of course, take care of the service after the sale. Good discounts if you choose to install the water heater. Pick it up and do that yourself. Gas and electric ranges, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, LG, Frigidaire, and Estate. Freestanding on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Freezers chest and upright, sizes from 5 through and including, and most of them in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Jim?
You know, you wear a hat on a windy day to try to keep things in place, and then the wind blows the hat off, and you'd think you just go pick it up, but then you end up chasing it halfway down the street. Have you been there?
Been there.
I know. That's... It's ridiculous, but it's funny to everyone else. It makes one person angry, but everybody else around you laughs. Why is that? I came across an article the other day that I was looking at that I never really thought much about at all. You know, we think about this time of the year, and we think about all the outdoor things going into dormancy, and you think of all the insects and whatever else that we suffer through during the course of the summer season, and you think, you know, we've got a reprieve now this time of the year. Everything's gone. It's all either moved away or tunneled underground or, you know, gone away for the year, whatever. But all of a sudden you think it's just, you know, you don't have to worry about those kinds of things anymore. However, there are some indoor house pests that we need to worry about as well. The Iowa State University Extension had an article talking about some of the different types of indoor plants and things that we have this time of the year. The foliage, the flowering plants, and different types of things that we'll have. Folks will have, especially during the Christmas season, all kinds of different things in their home to kind of spruce things up. And in some cases, live plants. We introduce a number of live plants with the poinsettias this time of the year. But the horticulturalists there with Iowa State often talk about the different pests that can invade your house plants. Don't really think too much about that. How do you recognize, manage those pests when you end up with them in the house on those house plants? Well, in the first place, what if the house plant has, like, spider mites? They say that spider mites are really tiny. When they're mature, they're only about 1/50th of an inch long. And as a result, they're really difficult to see with the naked eye. So a convenient detection technique is to hold a sheet of white paper under a stem and then shake or just tap the stem against the paper. If they're present, the mites will show up as really tiny, slow-moving specks on the paper. Now, if you examine an infested plant, you also might reveal some very fine webbing that was produced by the mites. And also check the plant for symptoms of mite feeding. In light infestations, they say the plant foliage will appear to be speckled with these tiny little tan spots. And heavy mite infestations could turn the foliage to greenish yellow and then eventually tan or brown. Heavily infested plants often will just drop their leaves altogether. So if you happen to go through that little test and you find that you have those little buggers on your plants, how do you control them? What do you do? Well, they tell us that if the mite infestation is light, then spraying infested plants with water should actually help reduce the mite population. If you move infested plants into the bathtub or shower and then forcefully spray the plants with water so you can dislodge the mites, then several The little miticides as well. These are pesticides that control mites, are also available for house plants. You can check for products at a local garden center. They say that sprays are available to home gardeners. And they usually contain insecticidal soap, horticulture oil, or different types of things. And when you use these products, carefully read and follow the label instructions. Thorough spraying, especially to the undersides of the leaves, is important if you're going to try to control them. These sprays have no residual activity and only control mites that are contacted directly. So repeated applications will be necessary there. Also, you want to keep your plants watered and fertilized. That promotes plant vigor. It also reduces the impact of the mites feeding on those plants as well. Never really thought too much about taking the plants into the shower and letting her loose. I suppose you don't want to use real hot water on them either. Why waste the energy bill anyway? But well, it's often best, they say, to discard house plants if they have a heavy infestation of mites, and the control efforts likely will be ineffective, and the mites actually could spread to other indoor plants as well. So in some cases, if there's just too much of it and you notice the damage that's starting to occur, if it becomes very noticeable, it might actually be time just to call it a loss. Another thing they talk about is, well, what if you have small white cotton-like clumps on your house plant? What in the world are those things? Well, those small white cotton-like clumps are probably mealybugs. The body of each mealybug is oval and about 1/4 of an inch long, but the soft, segmented body is concealed by filaments of white wax that cover the insect. Those filaments extend out from the periphery of the body and maybe up to 1/2 inch long, and the mealybugs have needle-like sucking mouth parts. They insert their needle-like beaks into plants, and they suck sap from the plant tissue. As they feed, the mealybugs excrete a sweet, sticky liquid called honeydew, and that honeydew accumulates on the lower leaves of the plant, on the table, or on the floor. Mealybugs lay eggs in a compact, white, waxy sac that's usually in the area between the leaf stalk and the stem. 300 or more yellowish or orange eggs can be deposited by a single female. And those eggs hatch into tiny immature mealybugs called nymphs that move about on the plant searching for a place to settle and then eventually insert their beaks into the plant and they begin sucking sap as well. Now, as those mealybugs feed, numerous waxy filaments start forming as white thread-like projections along the edge of the body, and the filaments grow, curl, and tangle until the entire body is covered. And mealybugs usually remain in place for their entire lifespan, which is about 4 to 10 weeks. Doesn't sound like a lot of fun, does it? How do you control those things when you get them on house plants? Well, mealybugs on house plants are actually difficult to control. They say unless the plant is particularly valuable, it may be best to just throw away the infested plant before the insects spread to other house plants. The standard remedies for house plant pests can be successful if they're applied with diligence and persistence. Picking off any individual mealybugs and egg sacs or dabbing each one with an alcohol-soaked cotton swab might be satisfactory for the lightly infested plants. And they also say that syringing the plants with a forceful spray of lukewarm water might dislodge a light mealybug infestation as well. Now, mealybugs also can be controlled with insecticide sprays. They say to use aerosol or hand pump spray products that are made just for houseplants, as those products may contain any of several different types of ingredients. Now, the granular insecticides that you apply to the soil of infested house plants, they could be effective, but they do urge you to use caution and follow the label directions there, too. In most cases, house plants that are heavily infested with mealybugs should be discarded, as it'll be just about impossible to try to control that. Now, the leaves on my house plant are covered with a sticky sap. There are little bumps on the stems. They ask, what's the problem there? Well, it could be infested with scale insects as well. These are small, inconspicuous insects covered with shell-like coverings that attach themselves to stems or leaves, and they suck sap from the plants. And as they feed, the scale insects excrete a sweet, sticky substance. That's more honeydew, which accumulates on the lower foliage, on furniture, carpeting, or other things that are beneath that infested plant. Now, the life cycle of scale insects consists of the egg, nymph, and adult stages. The eggs are laid below the scale coverings of the adult females, and when the eggs hatch, the nymphs crawl from underneath their mother's scale and move a short distance to their own feeding site. And the newly emerged nymphs are also called crawlers. At their new location, they insert their mouth parts into the plant, and then they begin sucking sap. So the covering or shell develops soon after the feeding begins, and then they just stay in that spot for the rest of their lives. They can be difficult to control, though. And they do cause little harm. A small-scale infestation causes little harm to healthy houseplants, but a heavy infestation can result in poor, stunted growth, and in severe cases, they could just kill it altogether. So how do you control them? Well, it's not the easiest thing in the world. The systemic insecticides generally are ineffective, as the shell-like covering protects the scale from contact with insecticides. The only time scale insects are vulnerable to those types of things are during the crawler stage. So since the insects on houseplants don't reproduce at a specific time, the scale-infested plants need to be sprayed with insecticide every 7 to 10 days until it's eliminated. Now, small infestations can be controlled individually by scraping them off and dabbing each scale with an alcohol-soaked cotton swab. It's often best to discard houseplants that are heavily infested with scale, as control is just about impossible, and of course they can also spread to other houseplants and things too. Well, you thought your house was clean, didn't you?
Didn't sound like it.
Yikes. What kind of pets do you have at home? Well, I got a dog, I got a cat, got a couple of mealy bugs, a few scales, and a couple of dozen spider mites. I don't think I'm going to touch those plants anymore, quite frankly. Make sure you take care of business. Just because you brought them indoors doesn't mean all the pests are gone, too. Huh? Turn things back over to Kendall Warren. He'd like to tell us more this morning about WS Appliance. Kendall?
Tanker Jam, got washers and dryers by Whirlpool, Estate, LG, Maytag, and Speed Queen. Very good selections of top load models with capacities from 3.2 to 4.5 cubic foot. Front load sets with gas or electric dryers. Do have some closeouts on some front load washers with prices starting at $595 at WS Appliance, where we service the appliances we sell. Dishwashers, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, LG, Maytag, Frigidaire, built in and convertible portable. Water softeners by Luxury, an Iowa company. Pre-test of water for hardness. Got lots of refrigerators by Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, KitchenAid, Frigidaire, and Estate. Good selections of side-by-sides. French door models with bottom freezers. And got some specials on those. And, of course, the top freezer models. And, as usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at WS Appliance. It's Thursday. The pot's on. And I'll be there until 8 this evening. Jim?
Great. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate it very much. Peanuts?
Got them, too.
Okay.
Forgot to mention that.
I hadn't heard. I just wondered. The holiday tradition
Files
continues. Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate it very much. Hey, you go out making a great day, and God bless America.